This is the final week that Congress is in session before they begin a two-week spring recess. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with updates from the week in Washington.
On the agenda this week is for the Senate to try to confirm the next Supreme Court justice. The other item on the agenda this week is there's still an opportunity and the potential for Governor Sonny Perdue to be confirmed by the Senate as the next Secretary of Agriculture. National Cotton Council and other agricultural organizations sent a letter last week to the Senate leadership urging their swift confirmation of Governor Perdue so that he can get in place at USDA as quickly as possible so that agriculture has an even stronger voice within the current administration and that he can get to work addressing a number of the challenging issues facing production agriculture. So we remain optimistic that there's an opportunity that Governor Perdue could still be confirmed before this two-week recess.
And on the House side, the House Agriculture General Farm Commodities and Risk Management Subcommittees held a hearing this week to examine the commodity title of the 2014 Farm Bill in order to prepare for their work on the new Farm Bill.
National Cotton Council Chairman Ronnie Lee testified on behalf of the cotton industry and noted the significant concerns and issues that cotton has faced under the 2014 Farm Bill and the urgent need to get cotton or cotton seed back into the Title I commodity programs in this current Farm Bill so that we're better positioned as the new Farm Bill is debated throughout 2018. There was a significant focus during the hearing by subcommittee members, both Republican and Democrats, on the issues facing the cotton industry and a broad recognition of the need to address that both in a short-term and longer-term manner. On the short-term front, Congress is facing by April 28 a funding deadline when the current funding bill for the government will expire. So House and Senate appropriations leadership are working now to try to finalize what's expected to be a broad omnibus spending package, which will encompass most of the federal programs and funding for those, and try to approve that by the April 28th deadline. As part of that negotiation, Cotton Council continues to press and urge our advocates in Congress to try to include the cotton seed proposal within that omnibus bill, and we'll continue to work on that throughout April leading up to that final package that we hope will be completed around the end of this month, and continuing to push that cotton seed be included as a way to get cotton back into Title I of the Farm Bill and provide a bridge of support from where we are now for producers, a bridge to get us to the next Farm Bill, providing that economic support that's needed across the industry.
And finally, on the regulatory front, the cotton industry received some good news from the EPA last week.
The new administrator made a decision in relation to one of the pesticides that had been under review and subject to a court-ordered deadline for EPA to act. And we're very encouraged by the action that EPA took on that. We think it signals a new direction and a new focus for the agency as they are working with agriculture to make sure that we maintain the crop protection products that we need to grow our food and fiber, but do so in a way that's safe for humans and the environment. And we're very encouraged with the return to a more science-based approach at EPA and look forward to working with the new leadership there in the coming years.